This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. It's Wednesday, November the 4th, and we're all still here. How about that? I have on my screen in front of me, Vote 2020, red, white, and blue, and posters, and placards, and the little buttons that you put on. And I did. I suspect Jennifer Horn did. I know Victoria Keelan did. And I expect most of you did as well. So, thoughts on the election, where we are right now, I guess, is where we get started. Jennifer is not with us in the studio. She is, because of her connection to the other radio programs she does in Los Angeles and the company that she's with, she's doing a lot of national focusing, if you will, from her perspective for the Salem stations. So she's in a hotel having caught a little bit of a nap. Most of the people that are doing this have been up all night. I woke up a couple times during the night and turned on the television just to sort of get a sense of what was going on and who was saying what and whether I found it important or not. And the only thing that I saw that I found important was the numbers on the board. So, Victoria, what are the numbers at the moment in terms of the Electoral College?
President Trump has 213 and Joe Biden has 238. And so I think there are seven states that need to be called still. And I think it's over a million votes have not been counted yet. So
well over a million votes.
Yeah.
A million votes, I think, in one state. Is it Pennsylvania?
I think Pennsylvania, yeah.
Yeah, right. So that's not, that has to be done. That really, are we going to be feeling good about the system if there are all these votes not counted, people voting, and there's a declaration of a winner? I think that's going to be pretty awkward.
I don't think we're going to see a declaration. I mean, Trump declared it, but I don't think we're going to see that from any major news outlet until these votes are counted.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffens. So, Jennifer, when Trump declared he was the winner, what went through your mind?
I think that Trump is going to be the winner, actually.
I want to know what you thought when he said early on.
I'll tell you, so I don't think that he did much differently than Joe Biden. Joe Biden also said he thought he was going to win. President Trump said...
No, but he didn't declare it, Jen. Trump, this is the difference between declaring... Biden didn't say, I'm the winner.
I don't think President Trump did either in watching it, actually. I think he said... It's about like we've won this thing. Look, I actually see this a little differently. I think it's actually kind of disgraceful that in all of these states that we aren't still counting votes. The fact that the election stopped at a certain time was unexpected. It made people feel like there was a lot of funny business going on. And I don't know why there was a stop. If you're in any of these states, you would know that people are going to be watching you and they're going to be looking at you to determine the outcome, whichever way it went. And the fact that they were not ready to staff up their polling places or their vote counting areas and have that done and at least ongoing throughout the night, I think is pretty ridiculous. So here's where we stand right now, because that's more or less about the opinion. It doesn't really matter because the outcome is going to be the outcome. So at this moment, Victoria's right with the electoral count. There are some states that are being watched. And the reason that I think that there's a lot of questioning is, for instance, North Carolina and Georgia should have been called a long time ago. They should have been called very early, probably not necessarily early, but about my time on the West Coast. Should have been called about 10 or 11. They have not been. Pennsylvania, obviously, we knew we're not going to know what's happening there. Overnight, there was some counting in Wisconsin. Wisconsin now starting to lean a little bit blue. The truth is this. If President Trump wins two of the three Rust Belt states, which is Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, he wins. As long as he secures that Georgia, North Carolina, as we're talking about. Doesn't matter what Nevada does. Nevada right now is leaning towards Joe Biden. So he needs two of the three Rust Belt states logistically to make this work. And, I mean, all indications are, if you're looking at the numbers and the percentages that have already reported, that he's going to get that. As far as the Senate races go, which has also been a part of the conversation because of all the promises made by Chuck Schumer, if he were able to get control of the Senate. It looks like Republicans will probably hold on to the Senate right now. It still looks pretty close. But there was a pickup, or there should probably be a pickup. Again, we're watching these numbers because they've frozen. But John James, who is the challenger in Michigan and a Republican, looks like he is set at least to take that seat. Susan Collins in Maine managed to keep her seat. There was a pickup for Democrats in Colorado, where John Hickenlooper, the former governor, knocked off the incumbent, Cory Gardner. In Louisiana, there was a pickup for Republicans. Doug Jones was not able to hold on to maintain his seat. Tommy Tuberville, the Republican, won there. So there was kind of a toss-up in the pickup department. But it looks like in Michigan, there will probably be a pickup for Republicans. Georgia's Senate race is going to go to a runoff, so we won't know how that all filters out until January. And that runoff race will happen right before the next Senate is sworn into office.
So under the circumstances, let's do a hypothetical here for a minute. If President Trump wins again, how is he going to unite the country? I'm going to ask that both of these guys, either of them, with if Biden wins, how does he unite the country? If Trump wins, how does he unite the country? Because sooner or later, we got to get beyond all of this, he said, she said, who done it, blah, blah, stuff, and bring this country together. So how does Trump do it if he's the victor?
For me, I don't know that he does, and I don't think that Joe Biden will either. I think right now we are...
No, I'm just asking about Trump. Yeah, I want to know about Trump.
I don't think, from
your perspective.
Honest to God, I think that unity right now is way far apart on both sides of the aisle. I don't think people are willing to be united. I mean, I could give you all sorts of answers, but the truth is that people have to want to be unified, and I don't think we're there yet.
So where do we go if we are not unified? What happens to the country? If we spend another 4 years the way the last 4 years, this is the most divisive, in my opinion, and being a history sort of buff and professor, I don't believe the country has ever been this divided or hasn't been this divided since the Civil War. So where do we go? And Abraham Lincoln, at the end of the Civil War, he reached out to the southern states. He reached out to the leaders of the opposition at the time, brought everybody under the tent, the one tent. So you're not thinking that Trump would do that?
I think that Trump will try to do that. I think Trump's unifier is always the economy. He always feels like he gives people the, you know, uplifting out of economic stuff. Here's the thing. I don't think there's anything that Trump could say that would make Victoria, my mom, all the people in my life who don't like Trump that I love, that would make them like them. I mean, I was talking to my mom yesterday. There is nothing that Trump could do. There is nothing redeeming about him. Now, I think that's really small-minded because I love my mom, but I think that we should give everybody a chance. I'll give Biden a chance if he's the president. But, you know, at this point, I don't know that there's anything singularly that Biden, if he wins, or that Trump, if he wins, could do unless people want to be united. So I think it's less about what they do and more about the mindset of...
All right, let me ask it a different way. I'm going to ask both of you because you both have very strong feelings and they are different. So I'll go to Victoria first. So if the leaders don't, and I'm certainly interested in your thinking about what Biden would do if he became president, but I'm more interested in what the two of you would do, will do, can do to explore going across the lines to friends that you have or people that aren't your friends to make them feel warm, welcome, comfortable, despite what anybody else does. I'm just interested in you. Victoria, why don't we start with you and
what
your
am I
reflections.
Gonna do?
First I want to know what you think Biden ought to do if he becomes president to bring us together.
It's not what I think he ought to do. I think that I think there's a difference in tone, and I think that Biden, maybe Jen's right. Maybe people, if Biden wins and Trump supporters, maybe they don't want to listen to what he has to say, or maybe they're not willing, and vice versa. If Trump wins, Democrats are, you know, maybe people who don't like Trump are maybe not willing. I think that the difference will be, you know, and I think the difference all along has been that Joe Biden has made it part of his campaign is to unify the country again. Trump has not done that, and I just don't see Trump even making an effort, honestly.
I
think he's going to focus on
that. Either. I mean, he calls people that beep their horns at him those ugly Trump supporters. He said those are chumps for Trumps. I mean, I've been called a lot of names by Joe Biden over the last couple of weeks. So I don't know if he necessarily is a uniter. I mean, he may be giving lip service to people, but I don't think he's ever spoken directly to me. And I listen to it every single time he speaks.
Well, and then, you know, the problem is, though, when his bus almost gets run off the road and then Trump solidifies those actions with tweets of I love Texas. In New Jersey, Trump supporters block traffic going over the Tappan Zee Bridge. They're putting lives in danger. This is ridiculous. I don't know.
Right. I mean,
don't,
the same thing
I don't
said
see...
about Antifa and the boarding up of businesses. The reason businesses were boarded up in the country last night is not because of Trump supporters. It was because of people who weren't going to accept the results of the election. So, I mean, there's a lot on both sides of the aisle that needs to be resolved. And I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be a willingness of people to get over themselves a little bit and decide if they're willing to be united. Because I think
Trump supporters are
not willing to be united by Biden. And I don't think the Biden supporters are willing to be united by Trump.
I just don't think that Trump, I don't think it's a priority. I think that's my point. I don't think that unification is a priority for Trump. The economy, like you said, I agree with that.
Step two. Let's go to step two here. What about you two?
We get further. Jen and me?
Yeah, I mean, not the two of you. I know how that works with the two of you. But how do we, if it's not, our leaders aren't going to do it, how do we lead as individuals to bring the country together?
Well, you ask a lot of questions. You never answer any of them, Doug.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us?
I don't know. We're doing that every day by having conversations about having conversations and actually listening to each other. I think that's step one. So I don't know. I mean, again, I think the unity message is a good one. But I think right now the news is what's going to happen in the Senate, what's going to happen in the White House. And right now things are really close.
What's the count in the Senate, by the way?
This official count right now in the Senate is 47-47, but they haven't called a lot of races that I feel will go to Republicans. So I think it's probably going to be probably a 49-51 majority, and then you'll have that Georgia race, which will probably ultimately go to Republicans, but that won't happen until January. In any case, I think that what's going to happen, instead of worrying about unifying today, this minute, right now as we speak, I think what you have to hope for this country is that there's not a lot of funny business that goes on in Pennsylvania and Michigan, because the lawyers are there and there is a question as to why things were stopped last night.
Anybody answer that question? That is a good question. Nobody's answered the question.
If we count every vote, that's fine. And if there is a winner, whoever it is, that's great. But if we start finding trunkfuls of ballots like we saw in Florida, if we start finding ballots places that, you know, oh, I forgot to bring these out of the closet, that's where you will see that we will never be able to unify, because people are already distrustful of the system.
It's my hope
that these states get it together, play by the rules, and let the winner be who the winner is going to be.
Right. All right. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen on the DJV program. Staying healthy, taking care of your body, doing it the right way, doing it the slow way. Taking care of your body by losing the weight that you have put on during COVID. That's really the message from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. They actually have a website too, tophealthsource.com, where there are a lot of stories from the various people, the men and the women, who have lost a lot of weight. You know, it's very interesting. There are more women who have been on this program. Not that men shouldn't be on it, but there are more women who have claimed success. Why do you suppose that is? Why is it that men don't seem to, in the same numbers as women, decide they want to transform themselves? I wonder about that out loud. If you're on the fence because you don't want to do something crazy, then go to toploss.com. Check out how Calitrin works without drugs and without stimulants. So healthy. What a great way to lose weight and to feel good about yourself. Buy three and get three free. Also, no shipping when you use the discount code DJV at checkout. 21 after the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
The moldy, oldie, goody, goldie from our rusty rack of wrinkled records. 23 after the hour. Music is an important part of our lives, and every hour of the DJV program finds us talking about some important music and artists, that sort of thing, past and present. So Bobby Gentry is singing for us the Ode to Billy Joe. She and Steve Earle are among the composers who will be inducted as the newest members of the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. The five inductees honored during the gala, which is scheduled for this time next year, along with the yet-to-be-named inductees for next year. The 2020 ceremony was canceled for obvious reasons. Gentry's mysterious Ode to Billy Joe would be enough to merit her inclusion in the Hall of Fame, but she also wrote and recorded Fancy and the Glenn Campbell duet Morning Glory. She and Campbell were great friends. She has released a handful of albums that were repackaged a couple of years ago. For 35 years, Steve Earle, one of the country music world's, and actually one of Americana's most revered songwriters, singer-songwriters, popular hits like Guitar Town and Copperhead Road, in addition to the social commentary of Christmas in Washington and John Walker's Blues. So in addition to Earle and Gentry, the incoming group of 2020 inductees includes Kent Blazey, Brett James, Spooner Oldham. Blazey's best known for his work with Garth Brooks, whose collaborations include If Tomorrow Never Comes and Ain't Going Down Until the Sun Comes Up. Brett James has enjoyed a lot of contemporary hits, including Carrie Underwood's Jesus Take the Wheel, Kenny Chesney's and Uncle Cracker's When the Sun Goes Down. Spooner Oldham, meanwhile, is a veteran of the Muscle Shoals, Alabama scene, co-wrote R&B hits like I'm Your Puppet, Cry Like a Baby, and he worked with the fellow Shoals legend Dan Penn on a couple of songs. I'm Your Puppet. I wonder if that's the one. That's a, or, yeah, that is. I'm Your Puppet. Who did that? I want to say it's not the Temptations. Bob Purified. See if you can find that, will you, Phil? The Joy, what the heck was the name? Something in Bobby Purify. Remember, you remember because you're not
I don't know. Sorry, I'm trying to help. I can't.
No, it's okay.
What song is this playing? Because I like this.
Yeah, this is, I think, Tomorrow Never Comes. Oh, no, this is Guitar Steve Tap.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Good song.
Yeah, it's a good song. All right. Let's go. So shall we move on? Oh, here. Who's that? What's
I'm
something?
Your in,
yeah, but I'm.
James
but
and
who
Bobby Purify.
Who is it?
James and Bobby Purify.
James and Bobby Purify. I couldn't remember James. Yeah. Okay. That's it. You ever heard this sound before, Victoria?
No, but I like the sound.
Ah,
I love the Muscle Shoals sound. Yeah.
Yeah. Fabulous big song from the late 60s, early 70s. I'm your puppet. All right, 26 after the hour here on the post-election day DJV program. Next up is Luke Combs, who's dropped this song called Forever After All. Rattles off a list of things that eventually lose their shine in this song, Forever After All. Trucks break down, blue jeans fade, beer bottles all end up empty. That's all true, isn't it, huh? And then he met the woman he was going to marry. Combs said, I do in August to Nicole Hawking. Both a marriage and a song were born. Forever After All, Combs wrote by himself for his deluxe album, What You See Ain't Always What You Get, currently number one on the country charts. If it tops the official weekly version of the chart, it would mark Combs' first number one on the top 100, the first country song to top the chart as well. His competition at the moment is Ariana Grande. So, nice, that's a really, I like him. You like him? You like him?
I think he's really talented. Yeah. I'm not a new country fan. I like the classic old school country. But I do think he's got a good voice, and I like some of his songs. They're pretty catchy.
Yeah. Good. Well, good luck to him with his song. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. FCA is enhancing consumer capability to buy a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, or Alfa Romeo vehicle over the internet by offering several new features to the online retailing experience, which will be known as eShop. Online shopping traffic has increased more than 65% since the launch of eShop. Consumers who purchase online are spending less time in the dealership and more time learning about their new features of their vehicles. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
Don't miss Lowe's Provember event, because this month we're saying thanks to our pros in a big way. We have deals on go-to brands like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. During Provember, now through November 25th, you can buy one DeWalt 20-volt Max XR power detect tool and get one Bear tool free. We also have credit options to help keep your business moving. Shop in-store or at lowesforpros.com/Provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. Offer valid 10/29 through 11/25. See store for details while supplies last. U.S. only.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. The fully automatic all-wheel drive system is capable of transferring 100% of available engine power to the rear wheels when necessary. The enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions, and it's the only minivan to offer all-wheel drive and stow-and-go seating and storage. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The presidential election is still up in the air at this hour. Joe Biden speaking Tuesday night.
You know, we could know the results as early as tomorrow morning, but it may take a little longer. As I've said all along, it's not my place or Donald Trump's place to declare who's won this election. That's the decision of the American people. But I'm optimistic about this outcome.
President Trump just after 2 a.m. Wednesday morning.
North Carolina, big victory with North Carolina. So we won there. We lead by 76,000 votes with almost nothing left. And all of a sudden, everything just stopped. This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
As votes continue to be counted, the presidency for the next 4 years remains a question. Joe Biden talking to supporters Tuesday night.
Good evening. Your patience is commendable. We knew this was going to go wrong, but who knew we're going to go into maybe tomorrow morning, maybe even longer. But look, we feel good about where we are. We really do. I'm here to tell you tonight, we believe we're on track to win this election. We knew because of the unprecedented early vote and the mail-in vote, that it's going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient until the hard work of tallying the votes is finished. And it ain't over till every vote is counted. Every ballot is counted. But we're feeling good. We're feeling good about where we are. We believe one of the nets has suggested we've already won Arizona, but we're confident about Arizona. That's a turnaround. We also just called it for Minnesota, and we're still in the game in Georgia, although that's not one we expected. We're feeling real good about Wisconsin and Michigan.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour, let the holidays begin. Want to celebrate? Want to play?
I think
Christmas
my Christmas tree's right going up today. All bets are off. 2020. You know, yeah. I mean,
Wednesday, November 4th. So Joe Biden is projected to win Arizona. Mark Kelly flipped the Senate seat there. And as you and Phil were talking during this bottom of the hour news break, we are going to elect an astronaut, no matter, he could belong to the Zulu Party. It wouldn't make any difference. An astronaut.
If you've been to space, you have a credibility that no one can touch.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what party you're from. Like, it's the surefire way to get elected in any office is just be an astronaut.
Yeah.
Or, in the case in Alabama, be the former coach of Auburn football because you are a god. So there is no way Tommy Tuberville even had a shred of a challenge. There's no way.
Uh-huh. All right, so we move I'm just looking at some of the back and forth here and the election updates that have been so yeah, hoo-hoo, blah-blah on these national... And they have to fill time. I don't choose to fill time with, you know, nonsense because we, you know, kind of where we are is that the counting has stopped. And that's what I don't understand. Why, when Trump declared he was the winner, all votes should stop. I don't know what is that?
I don't know what that really outraged a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because all these ballots need to be counted. And as the leader, and I use that in air quotes, as the leader, that's the last message that he should be sending. I mean, he's suing. Well, he's got lawyers in all these states. He's
often
ready to
sends
sue
messages
if he doesn't
that he ought
win.
Not to.
I know, but he's already ready to sue if he doesn't win. But now the numbers are in his favor, and he's asking for fraud. I don't understand it. It's just, I don't know. But
well,
some good news, ballot measures. You want to talk about some ballot measures?
Well just when you say the numbers are in his favor, Electoral College votes are not in his favor, but a few more states.
But
what's the count now?
The count currently, and I'm going by the Associated Press, which is the
official. Yeah, that's the right one. Yeah,
right. That's 238 for Biden and 213 for Trump. The four
still
states
early,
that are... Yeah, so it looks like Biden might win Nevada. That's It's close, but it's heading in the blue direction. Wisconsin,
not many votes there.
Wisconsin is also... It's very tight. But it is technically leaning blue right now. Michigan,
that's the farm. That's the farm belt, and the farm belt are many of the farm states. Even though they went for Trump, there weren't the margins there that they were. What's the total popular vote count? Have you got that by chance?
The popular vote count is Biden has 50% with 68,795,555, and then Trump has 48.4%, which gives him 66,525,737.
Okay.
So we've got about a little over 2 million votes.
Do we know, is there any number floating around as to the total number of people who voted in the country?
I do not have a number on that.
Because we haven't counted all the votes, maybe the number is still vague.
All I know is every bit of reporting from, and I was all over different networks and things last night, every state, the turnout was up. So every single, across the board, there were way more votes in this election than we've maybe ever had. So, and there are, like you said, they're in Pennsylvania, there are still a couple million votes that have not been counted yet. So it looks like right now we still are waiting for Nevada, Alaska, Wisconsin. Michigan is leaning slightly red at the moment. It's very close. Pennsylvania, same thing, leaning slightly red. Also, not as close right now, but they haven't done their absentee ballots or their mail-in ballots yet. So we'll see where Pennsylvania goes. Right now, Trump is leading. North Carolina, also very close. It's leaning towards Trump. And Georgia, also close, but leaning towards Trump. So, I mean, essentially for Biden to pull this off, he needs Michigan and Pennsylvania. I don't think he's going to win North Carolina or Georgia. So,
it's iffy in Pennsylvania, it would seem. But then there are so many ballots, a million ballots that haven't even been touched yet in Pennsylvania. That's where the Supreme Court comes into it if, in fact, they don't count those votes and declare a winner. Man, I'd be upset if I were a Pennsylvanian and that happened. That really would send me out. Let's talk about some of the local ballot measures. Weed passed in pretty much every place that was on the ballot, right?
Well, yeah, it was interesting because Arizona, New Jersey, and South Dakota voted to legalize recreational marijuana. Overwhelming majority here in my state in New Jersey. And so the governor had been under a lot of pressure to make this happen, but he really said he wanted the people of the state to decide, and they did, and it was like a 70% yes.
It usually passes pretty favorably. Yeah.
So if you're unhappy with Trump winning again, at least you can smoke a lot of weed. And so we're waiting for, Mississippi has a medical marijuana measure that we're waiting for those results. Montana also has a ballot question on recreational marijuana. Haven't heard back on that yet. It looks like 11 states.
Knowing Montana, that it probably will pass. I'm guessing in Montana it'll pass.
I think just in general, I think the overall attitude is different about it.
It is. Yeah,
it's when you look at how Colorado has navigated this, and I think it's part of the reason why Hickenlooper won the Senate seat there and flipped it from red to blue, is because he was the governor who legalized marijuana. The state's economy boomed, and whether you smoke it or not, the revenue from the tax on it alone was a big boon.
Massachusetts, I've made no secret about what we're doing on my farm, the first farm in Massachusetts and one of the first farms in the country to actually be certified as a place. I mean, it's an agricultural product. Why not grow it on a farm? We're going to build a building. We're going to grow the product and hopefully process both hemp and marijuana. In a small corner, I have 114 acres on that farm, and about three will be devoted to the building and the ancillary stuff that's necessary to make it work. And we will pay the city of Framingham over $1 million a year in taxes, and the state will get at least that, if not more. And that's really one of the things, plus the fact a lot of people will have what they want, the medicinal benefits. See, that's what I underscore. I'm not interested in smoking this stuff. I never have been. None of us, the five partners that are involved in this with me, we don't, any of us, use it. I think probably most of them have at one point in time or another. I think I'm the only one who's never used it. But, you know, they don't use it now. But this is a business, and it's going to save the farm. And it's a practical way of addressing something that really is what the public wants. And I think it's time to stop. Look around. If 70% of the voters approve it and there are still people stuck, it's kind of like some of the other serious issues of our time, whether you want to, I don't want to necessarily bring abortion into it, but some of the other rights that we have that have been so settled, at least as far as the public is concerned, it's time to move on. And when it comes to that sort of thing, you know, listening, I find it very hypocritical to understand, you know, the... the people of forces behind the scenes, it seems that Mitch McConnell is not a big fan of legalizing marijuana. I don't know whether it is. I think it's legal in Kentucky, but I'm not sure about that. But his son, he set his son up in the hemp business, and that family controls about 600,000 acres. He's the largest hemp grower, one of the largest, if not the largest, in the country. A lot of people don't know that. And that's the reason the Farm Bill passed a couple of years ago, which included hemp and marijuana in the regulations. And so, you know, you see what goes on, and these people see that, and they say, ah, see, the politicians are all figuring out how to make it work for them. Well, that may be true, but it's also good for lots of people. There are studies after studies after studies showing how CBD oil, which is hemp oil, and things that are produced from marijuana are beneficial. The fact that people can't get in the way of two things that are going on that are very practical, Victoria. One of them, a study being done at Harvard about some of the ingredients in THC and how it affects dementia. It could stop it in its tracks. And yeah, and then the other study that's going on here in Massachusetts, I think it's at Mass General or Brigham and Women's, the impact that THC or an ingredient in THC will have on pancreatic cancer, and how it could, that's the most dangerous cancer you can get for men and women as well, but you know, breast cancer certainly is up there. But there are a lot of things that are being done in the name of that, and I think it's just kind of, it's one of those arguments that we're done with it, time to move on. I wish we could say that about a lot of the other things. Back to the election for a minute, and an overview that I just saw of what influence or not foreign, like the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, had in the election. And I think the Department of Homeland Security leader said not much, if any. So I think there's a comfort in that, if we believe it. I guess I kind of believe it at this point. Although we've been talking a lot about Edward Snowden lately and him getting his credentials in Russia so that he can live there and have Russian citizenship. Apparently he and his wife are going to apply not only for citizenship there, they're not going to renounce their U.S. citizenship, which I find kind of interesting. He's still hoping maybe he can get back here someday. Is that, is
well,
that what
he's,
it is?
He's, I don't know. The more this goes on, the I don't know, the less I like him. And not that I ever liked him, but, you know,
yeah,
I just...
understand.
You know, I feel like he keeps saying that he would come back to the U.S., you know, if he was going to get a fair trial. Well, okay, so do you believe in our justice system or not? Do you believe that, you know, I mean, that's all of us, when we sit on a jury panel, the reason that we have jury duty, the reason we're there, is because we believe that that system works. So what exactly, what kind of guarantee is he looking for? I think it's all BS, and now he's going to have a baby. The baby's going to be a Russian citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Would the baby be an American citizen if the two parents are Americans? Because his wife is an American.
Right, but that's the interesting thing. I don't know, has Russia claimed this child, or have they, because they announced through their Russian lawyer that the baby, when it's born, I think in, I don't know, early next year, that the baby will be a Russian citizen. So, I mean, how American are you really, you know, when you're going, you're taking these steps? I have also never believed that he has just magically been living high on the hog in Moscow and no one bothers him. I mean, come on.
He's responsible for all the hacking the Russians have done. Snowden's responsible for it.
Absolutely.
Period.
I totally End believe
of story.
That.
Yeah,
I 100% believe that.
Although I do believe that what happened when he exposed all that stuff was beneficial to us. I think we needed to know it. Some people suffered not a great fate because of it. But I think, you know, it's a double-edged sword with me on him. As far as the Chinese are concerned, state media there today trolling the U.S. about the election and how we can't get it right because we don't have a conclusion. They take their shots about the stalemate. They talk about America's investment in China with a story in the Global Times, which is the Communist Party's official mouthpiece in China. There's two of them there, the People's Daily. Anyway, dishing out the negative stories about Biden and about Trump. And they even, actually, one of the stories has a reference to Biden and his son's connection to China. So, and then they take a shot at how many people have COVID over here. Man, they got a lot of balsam, those people. Mm-hmm. They really, really
well,
do.
Well, for them, it's all about, it's just propaganda. And
yeah.
So it's all about making their own people believe that China is still the greatest thing ever, because that's
right.
All they've got going for them. Really, it's a mirage. And so if they don't keep that up, then, you know, then they're going to have real revolting in their cities, in the streets.
They have a lot of unrest. Yeah, they have a lot of unrest. Yep. So in that, with that, I guess I thought it was interesting that the election cake was trending all day yesterday. Did you see that? I bought a cake last night. I had dinner with my sister. Her birthday is in a couple of weeks and my birthday is tomorrow. So we had a little bit of a cake. And then I saw this thing about the election cake, which is a variation of an old colonial era cake called mustard cake, created by women here in New England in the 1700s to encourage voter turnout and to sway men to vote for the candidates and issues that women supported, since women at that time didn't have the right to vote. So if, let's see here, the New England Historical Society says the first recipe for American election cake appeared in 1796 in the first U.S. cookbook called American Cookery. Back then, the cakes weighed as much as 12 pounds. Sounds like that fruitcake that we get at Christmas, right?
Yeah. Jeez. The worst.
By 1820, people considered the massive dessert old-fashioned, but now it's back in vogue. Modern recipe for election cake. Let's see, the one that's most used now.
It takes all day. It's like an all-day thing because you have to let the yeast rise for
right.
6 hours. And
yeah, yeah.
I was looking at the recipe because I was curious because I saw the election cake
trending.
Did
you go to the Fannie Farmer cookbook? Is that what you saw?
No, I just Googled whatever the recipe was. I don't know which one popped up. There are several.
Like pudding.
But it's more.
British pudding.
It's like just a dense cake that it sits
heavy.
Like lead in
like
your stomach.
Pound cake. Right.
Pound cake's even lighter. This is like some intense stuff.
My Pillow is excited. I was interested to see Mike Lindell on a panel on Newsmax TV last night talking about the election. He's very connected to Trump, and that's neither here nor there. Although I think if I were in business, and I'd say this to him, he's going to come on the program in the next week or two. I'm surprised that he gets that involved in politics, because a lot of times people say, he's supporting Trump, I'm buying his pillow. Well, most people think the pillows are great. You can check them out yourself and take advantage of the sale of the year going on right now. Check them all out at MyPillow.com. And when you check out, use the discount code DJV.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
FT3 after the hour, proudly into Tech Talk time on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan having the expertise to watch all this stuff. I saw a couple of things about Walmart, and I think this is maybe the most important in the last 24 hours, their announcement about robots. So what are we doing? This is, I think actually, I'm not a Walmart fan. Matter of fact, I've never been in a Walmart. But I don't like self-scanning robots. Well, I don't know. Are they robots? When you go to Home Depot or even the grocery store, Victoria, those aren't considered robots, those self-scanning things, are they? They talk to you, but when...
No, what, you mean just... the checkout? The self-checkout?
Yeah. Oh,
no.
Yeah, yeah.
No, these are actual robots that stock shelves that we're talking
really?
About. Yeah. Retail robots are actually, they've been used in quite a bit across the country in various stores to stock shelves and scan inventory. Walmart is actually one of the biggest adopters of this technology. They have been using it, these self-scanning robots have appeared in 500 Walmart stores. However, they just pulled the plug on the whole project. And apparently Walmart feels that humans can do the job just as well. And so this is bad news for the robots that were supplied by Bossa Nova Robotics in 2017. They had initial deployments in 50 different locations. It went up to 500 stores. And so they would routinely work in the store. It said, according to Walmart, they used machine vision to scan shelves, identify which products needed restocking. And then earlier this year, Bossa Nova said that it planned to expand to 1,000 Walmart stores, and, you know, that was great news for them. We don't know why exactly Walmart pulled the plug on this, but the Wall Street Journal actually, they wrote a speculatory piece on it saying that they think it has actually to do with the pandemic and more people shopping online. And so Walmart found that it had more workers walking the aisles frequently to collect the online orders that the robots couldn't do. And so that might be a big part of it. It's bad news, like I said, for Bossa Nova, though, because now they've had to lay off 50% of their staff because because of the Walmart contract ending. So I don't think this is the end of you know, inventory robots. I think that there's definitely a place for it.
Yeah, Amazon probably. They love robots in Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, and Amazon employs a lot of people, but this type of technology is not going away. I just think that this is a bit of a hiccup right now, but I will be seeing these more in the future.
All right, here's the story about a focus on the guts of smart deadbolt locks. Do you have one? Listen to this.
The Geek Out.
Smart locks have recently become very popular for good reason, but they've also come with shortcomings like bulky housings or designs that just don't match anything. So enter a brand called Level, which has designed a line of smart locks that simply replace the internal parts of your existing deadbolt and power it with various smart features. Level offers two versions, the Bolt and the Touch. Now the Bolt replaces just the guts of your lock and you operate it from an app on your phone, and the Level does the same, but it includes a feature using NFC and capacitive housing, allowing you just to walk up and touch it to lock and unlock. If you've ever considered smart locks, Level is a brand to consider. Now, they're not cheap. They start at $230, but we've tweeted reviews over at the Geek Out.
Big news from Dell. Their biggest event of the year is here, and you're getting early access. Black Friday is officially on. That's right. Dell is giving you major discounts on computers with Intel Core processors. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday.
All right, let's get back at it here, Victoria. Robocalls. I thought we got rid of all of these, but apparently there's a wave of them going on. I'm getting more and more all the time, and I think the same technology almost applies to my email account. I'm feeling like I'm getting a lot of crap that I'm not soliciting. Is it the same for the email as it is for the phone?
The answer is we don't really know. We don't know what the sources are. This is a wave of suspicious robocalls and texts that bombarded voters. If you got a text telling you to, quote, stay safe and stay home, then you are one of the estimated 10 million people who got those texts. This was considered to be voter suppression and voter intimidation. This hit American smartphones to scare people away from the polls. In Michigan, the officials there said that they had witnessed additional attempts to deceive their voters, especially in the city of Flint, telling people, and this is unbelievable, but telling people that if you wanted to be extra safe, you could vote Wednesday instead of Tuesday if you didn't want to stand on long lines.
Wow.
Exactly.
Did they find a source for these?
The FBI has opened an investigation in Michigan to find out what the source of those robocalls are and those texts. They say that in New York, this also popped up. So the Attorney General in New York, she's opened up an investigation. It's 280 of the country's 317 area codes were affected by this. So this is, and by the way, the texts were in broken and misspelled English. So whoever says that there was no foreign interference, wrong.
Russia. Well, Snowden wouldn't spell it wrong, so it's more likely China or Iran that are guilty of that, I would guess. With some.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.